What the fuck am I doing, ladies and gentlemen? I just finished going to Spider-Man Homecoming, and I won't make this mistake again at, Scotiabank Theatre, Galaxy, wherever, on 20th Street there. I decided to text my friend Colin and tell him that the after credit scene, I won't give it away, the after credit scene of that movie was my favorite one that I've ever seen in a Marvel Cinematic Universe movie. And as I'm doing that, a guy pops over and just happens to catch my eye. And through the closed door that I have in my car, because, you know, I'm kind of freaked out by this situation, guy talking at me while I'm in my car, and he says that he, fuck me, what a fucking sucker. He says to me, he says, sorry to bother you, I don't mean any harm, I've just been trying to get a hold of my friend, and fuck me, why do I do this shit? I couldn't get a hold of him, and I need a ride home. I just wanted to get a ride home. Fuck me, man. What a fucking sucker. So I just need a ride home, and I can't get a hold of him. You know, do you have any change? Do you have $5 for change for a cab or something? And I'm like, no, man, sorry. I can drive you in. I can drive you home, which is fucking stupid, by the way. Like, I fucking drove this guy, which is ridiculous. But I did, and I guess I should be lucky. I basically gave the guy $2 to fuck off. So, you know, that's $2 well spent. I just watched A Bronx Tale, and there's a situation in that movie where a guy owes another guy $20, and he won't pay him his money, and he wants his money back, and then one of his mentors, the big crime boss in town, is like, well, do you like the guy? No, I don't even like him. Well, he's $20 and he's out of your life forever. He's never going to be around ever again. He's always trying to avoid you. He doesn't want to pay you the money. So you paid $20 well spent. He's out of your life for good. Well, I guess I just paid the guy $2 to fuck off, but I didn't have to do any of that. Oh my God. Fucking bad, man. This guy was not that this matters. It was a plain Jane, translucent skinned white guy. So let that dispel the stereotypes of native people always being the kind that do that. It takes all kinds. And, you know, he's probably a lot harder down on his luck than I am. So maybe I shouldn't be so fucking mad about this situation. But I got taken to the cleaners. I've been taken to cleaners by white people before, too. So any racist people out there, I remember there's this old guy at the CIBC. He's giving me material for the podcast, I guess, so that's worth something. But a guy wanted some money once at an ATM because his wife was sick. So I ended up giving the guy $20 out of the ATM because I'm very stupid. I was going to use the R word, but I shouldn't use that word. I'm just going to say I'm very stupid. And then after I gave that guy money, another guy came by and he's like, oh yeah, that guy works that scam all the time. He's probably wealthy. Yeah, I've seen him do that to many people before. Well, yeah, this guy gave me the spiel about how, yeah, he needed a ride home. And I'm like, well, pop in. And then there's this big, long, disappointed fucking pause where he's like, fuck. It's the same time when I was in Vancouver and the guy wanted some money for food. And I offered to take him to Tim Hortons. And he said, can't we go for some Chinese? The same thing happened just now. He's disappointed. Oh, I live all the way over on 8th Street. No problem, man. My time isn't worth fuck all. So, yeah, I'll drive you to where you gotta go. No big deal. Just don't fucking stab me. And there's this big, long, disappointed fucking pause. And he's like, oh, you really don't have $5 for a cab? And there's this big fucking standoff. No, I don't carry cash on me. There's this big, long fucking standoff. And eventually it grinds me down to the point where I'm like, pay this guy to, I know for a fact that I got fucking toonies in my cup holder, so I can just, and the fucking seatbelt wouldn't work for him either. I don't know what the fuck's up with that. That's probably a fucking sign. Don't let strange people into your car. The passenger side seatbelt doesn't work in my car for whatever reason. This guy's yanking on this thing. Fucking seatbelt. Took my fucking Big Turk bites too. I took Big Turk bites to the, oh my God, what a fucking sucker. I went to the fucking movie with my Big Turk bites. They're fucking delicious. Nobody, I found one of the only people in the entire rest of the world that likes Big Turk bites. This motherfucker happens to like Big Turks. He asks me for a few Big Turks, of course. Yeah, happy to help. Oh, can I take the whole bag? Ha ha. I want this guy to fuck off so bad. Yeah, take my Big Turk bites. Sure, man. Just fucking don't kill me and get out of my life for good. My fucking Big Turk bites, man. $2 in Big Turk bites. I fucking love Big Turk bites. Let that be a lesson to us all, ladies and gentlemen. Holy fuck. So, big long pause. The guy's disappointed as fuck that I called him on his bluff. Not even calling him on his bluff. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna drive this guy home, knowing that's fully stupid. But there's a big pause. You know, you sure you don't have a toonie or something? And I cave, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I got a toonie in my fucking glove box. So whatever. He's like, okay, well, you can drive me over to my mom's house. This guy is like, I'm pretty sure he's older than I am. But I mean, hey, it takes all kinds. If I wouldn't have met Lisa, I might still be living with my parents right now, too. So whatever. Oh, boy. So I drive this guy to the place. And as we're approaching, fuck me. What a fucking guy. What a fucking guy myself. I mean, I can't be mad at poverty. Also, obviously, this guy's got some kind of problem. So I can't be mad at him. Because it's just his fucking hustle. He's trying to get any fucking mile that a guy will give him an inch. He's trying to get every extra inch, foot, yard, meter, kilometer, mile that he can possibly get. So, you know, he's kind of got to just take what he can get. So I should be mad at myself. Because I shouldn't have given him the time of the day when he looked over at me. And I sure as shit shouldn't have let him in my car. I shouldn't have let the big... He didn't want that ride. Fuck off, man. See you later. Don't let... I hope... Yeah. Fuck. Man, oh man. Unbelievable. Unfucking believable. So I drive this guy there. Yeah, I could still use that toonie. If you don't mind. Well... At least where he was going was kind of on my way home. So I had that going for me. And I gave him the toonie. When I gave him the toonie, he's like, yeah, you sure you don't have any more toonies in there? No, man. And I just gave him the straight face, stick face. Just, no. There's more toonies in my glove, in my cup holder. But at this point, I guess that's my threshold. My Big Turk bites and one toonie and a fucking dangerous ride to a stranger. I'm having a kid. I'm having a fucking kid right away here. I'm having a kid and I'm doing stupid fucking shit like that. Hopefully I learned a lesson. Oh, man. Well, and hopefully I made for a good podcast. And hopefully he didn't fucking take anything. I don't think, other than my fucking Big Turk bites. I don't think he did. Good God almighty. How the... Oh, God. I need to get a fucking backbone. I need to have a spine. I need to not let people take advantage of me. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That is disappointing. I'm disappointed in myself. And you know what the sad thing is at the same point, I think it's pretty funny. So, yeah. Maybe I won't learn from this because I'm like, oh, that's kind of a funny situation. But you grow a fucking spine, man. Yeah, that's not acceptable, especially with a baby on the way. Boy, oh boy. Unfucking believable, ladies and gentlemen. What is wrong with me? $2. He's out. $2 in Big Turk bites, you know. I should have... Ah, fuck right off, buddy. You're going to stand there... No. No. You want to ride? No, I can't. Nah. Fuck, man. All he wanted was that fucking money, and I fucking gave it to him. And he took my Big Turk bites with it. Unbelievable. Unfucking believable. Fool me once, shame on you. Shame on me. Fool you. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, I'd probably get a knife in the side of my fucking liver. So at least that didn't happen. Good God almighty. Unreal. Spider-Man Homecoming was awesome, though. So that's nice. I recorded my friends having a conversation about it after the movie. So that's a weird thing that I do. But I don't know if I'll release that or not. Well, okay, I should go to sleep now. Unbelievable. I'm going to post this before I go to bed, though, because let that be a lesson to us all. Fuck me. Why didn't I just drive home and then text or not make eye contact and just, yeah. Yeah, man. Oh, $2. That's probably what the bus costs nowadays. This guy thinks he's God's gift to the con men. He probably thinks he's amazing and that there's, you know, everyone out there is a sucker like me, but no. Oh, man. What a fucking sucker. Unbelievable. I can't, like, it's not altruistic. It's not a good deed. I keep on doing these things as good deeds, but they're fucking non-confrontational. I'm just too non-confrontational to stick up for myself and tell con men to fuck off and leave me alone or just not give them the time of day. Oh, unbelievable. Why do I let this happen? Huh. Wow. Huh. Well, yeah. I just, why? I'm just miffed. I'm just fucking stunned. I don't think he took anything. I have my phone. Do I have my headphones? I hope I still have my, I don't have my Big Turk Bites, that's for sure. I have the Tupperware containers that I smuggled my bubblegum ice cream into the theater with. I have my spoon that I ate my bubblegum ice cream with. I hope my headphones are back there somewhere. Yeah, there they are. So, yeah, that big long pause was a big red flag, and I should have just closed the door, and I don't even know if I had opened, oh, I did open the door, yeah, get in, and then, oh, really, really, you really want to do that, it's far away, really, yeah, man, my time ain't worth shit, even though I got to work at 7 in the morning, yeah, I'll help you out if that's really what's going on here, but it's fucking not, it's not what's going on, oh, not a lot of people are willing to help anymore. No, not a lot of people get fucked over. And when they do a good deed, they get fucked over or they're just pussies. Yeah, not a lot of people are willing to help. Well, you know, you're fucking conning me, man. What do you expect? And then boy cried wolf. So there is actually someone out there who needs help and they don't get it. Because of shit like that. Guy won't get in my car until I offer him a fucking toonie. Unbelievable. And it's not even on him. It's on me for being fucking idiotic. Again, I was going to drop that R-bomb, but I didn't do it. I'm showing restraint. Fuck, I need that. Oh, fuck. I mean, Toonie's not going to make or break me, but I mean, it's nice having Toonies. I don't carry cash. I mean, I do have a $5. I have cash in my wallet, actually, that I need to get rid of. So that I don't have to lie to people when I tell con men that I don't have cash on me. Because I do actually have cash on me. But, yeah. Yeah. It's infuriating. It's fucking in... Oh, wow. 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 Ah! Yeah. It is nice having toonies. Allegedly at a place that I work a little bit of... A part-time work in my other alleged job off season, there's meals, the leftovers from catering are $2. So it's nice having just rattling random toonies in my car because I just grab one of them when I want to eat. And now he might have taken food out of my belly and out of my mouth, which may mean when my kid's born that I'm going to come home and I'm going to be grouchy because I didn't eat. And then I'm going to be all rattled from... Because I get grouchy when I eat. And hopefully I don't fucking shake my baby. Because he took a $2 meal out of my fucking belly. I have to remember to keep my cool. And maybe I should just go out to the bank and take out a roll of toonies. so that I don't shake my baby. I went to prenatal classes. They talked about shaken baby syndrome. Is this an unemployment hour at this juncture? I guess it kind of is. It was just going to be a little whatever, whatever, but I guess we're now into unemployment hour status. It's long enough. Lisa and I went to our prenatal classes, and I can't fucking pay attention. I realize why the school thing never really worked out for me. It's hard, very hard for me to pay attention, especially, yeah, I was, the first night I was falling asleep, and the rest of the time I was thinking about everything but the actual information that was getting taught. At one point, we watched a video of a birth happen. I saw one of those in grade 7, and it was far more graphic than the one that we watched in these prenatal videos. So that wasn't so bad. I'm sure it was bad for everyone else. It didn't bother me too. I wonder if people who are pregnant sit in prenatal class, and then all of a sudden they're like, holy shit, this is fucking nuts. I don't want to have this baby. I wonder if there is a rate of prenatal, post-prenatal class abortions. That's a very late-term abortion at that juncture, so I really hope not. But I wonder if that's a thing, like kamikaze pilots. They're about to crash into the aircraft carrier, and then at the last second, there's a Curb Your Enthusiasm about kamikaze pilots. And at the last second, there's this one survivor that was a kamikaze pilot. And Larry David's like, how the fuck did you graze the ship? How did you miss the ship? Pretty sure you were about to hit it, and you were like, ah, this is fucking nuts, ah! And you drove off and didn't hit it. So, you know, and then he's like, are you too chicken? And then he goes to this Asian restaurant, and they call him Chicken Teriyaki Boy. And excuse my offensive accent, but they go, Chicken Teriyaki Boy! Every time he comes in, they go, Chicken Teriyaki Boy! And one time, Larry David went into the restaurant at the same time that this survivor kamikaze pilot went in, and everyone, all these cooks are going, bark, 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 bark. And this was after Larry David kind of had a talk with him about his kamikaze pilot stuff and dropped chicken. He's like, are you sure you weren't chicken? You know, he's kind of, and then that happens. He goes into it might have been a Japanese restaurant. This Japanese guy from World War II goes into a Japanese restaurant, and the Japanese cooks are going, bark, 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 at him. So, yeah, so that drove him fucking nuts. And then at the end of the episode, Larry David wins at bingo, and this guy's in a wheelchair, and he kamikazes into Larry David. He doesn't swerve off, and he rams into Larry David with his wheelchair. So that was like the redemption off of the being a survivor as a kamikaze pilot. You should really watch the episode. I kind of blew the whole thing for you, but it's fucking unbelievable. I love Curb Your Enthusiasm so much, and I feel like I kind of had my own little Curb Your Enthusiasm moment. Fuck me. Why? That's so fucking infuriating to me. Those fucking Big Turk bites were so fucking good. I love Big Turk. But in a bite-sized format, it's so fucking wonderful. And that fucking con artist got my Big Turk bites. And he got my generosity. No, he didn't get my generosity. That's the thing. He didn't get my generosity. He got my, like, it's not a good deed. Like, it doesn't make me a good person that happened. I just got fucking suckered in. I just didn't want to be an asshole, which I would argue is not even an asshole if I'm like, fuck off, buddy. I just didn't want to fucking do that. I would rather let a stranger get in my car then give away change, for one. I'm cheap, and I didn't want to actually give this guy money until push came to shove, and it was like, the only way I get this guy out of my life is I pay him for it. Or I didn't want to say no. So I let a stranger get into my car, and I was willing to let a stranger get in my car all the way to 8th Street, as opposed to pay the man, and as opposed to say, fuck you. Ridiculous. Goddamn ridiculous. Oh my God. It's just, yeah. Boy, oh boy. Boy, oh boy. Gross. Disgusting. Folly of man. Folly of Lee.
Is that the name of the... Oh my God, I can't believe I did that. At least I'm not dead. At least I'm not dead, and at least I didn't give him more change, and at least I didn't give him... I can't really think of anything better than Big Turk Bites. Unless I just bought a pizza. I could have just bought a whole pizza and given that away. Man, what a sucker. I guess I should end this at this juncture. Oh my God. Fucking dumb. Dumb diddy dumb. But anyways, it was a good movie. It was a good movie. Yeah, go see Spider-Man Homecoming. It's kind of underperforming, sort of, kind of, at the box office. See Baby Driver first. Baby Driver's fucking amazing. It's awesome. But Spider-Man Homecoming is a great movie. And you should all go see it. It's fucking... It might even be my favorite MCU. I might have liked it better than Civil War. If... I don't know. It's... I'm in the moment of this one now. And Civil War was quite a while ago. Civil War is fucking awesome. But this was fucking awesome. It was a great movie. I really, really, really enjoyed it. I think it was a... It was a double. I think it was an RBI double. And it might have even... It maybe even was a triple. It might have been a triple. It might have been an RBI double. And then a guy gets thrown out at third. But it's only the second out of the inning. You can't be the first out of the inning at third. And you can't be the third out at third. Those are cardinal sins in baseball. Third out at third is... Well, it's all kind of score. You know, you're stretching second base into third base when you're already in scoring position, so you don't need that extra base. When you're the first out at third, you're kind of crushing a rally because, you know, you already got a guy at second base with none out. And instead, you try to get him to third, and then he gets thrown out for the first out. It's kind of a waste. And plus, he's already in scoring position. You got three more outs to try to score him. And, yeah, I mean, third out at third, you know, he's in scoring position already, and now the inning's over, and your hitter doesn't even get a chance to drive him in from scoring position. So, RBI double, second out at third, trying to stretch a double into a triple, but it still cashed a run. It was still a very productive at bat, and it was a double. 4 out of 5 for me. Netflix doesn't let you do half stars, but if it did, I don't know that it would quite be 4.5, but it's definitely 4. It's definitely a double, and I would tack on an RBI to that double just to stretch the importance of the at-bat. Unfortunately, something about these superhero movies, a lot of the time, they just can't quite stick the landing. So that's why it's an RBI double getting thrown out on at third as opposed to an RBI stand-up double. Where, you know, he's not out. He just stays at second base. There's something about these superhero movies and their endings and sticking that landing. Spoiler alert. It didn't quite stick the landing for me, but not like Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman had a pretty kind of borderline shitty, you might even be able to say shitty ending. It just kind of goes cliche all over the place and run of the mill and by the numbers and just kind of doesn't make sense. I wouldn't say that it was nothing like that, but it just didn't quite stick the landing. So that's why it's an RBI double with the hitter getting thrown out at third. But very good. You guys should all go check it out. But see Baby Driver first. Yeah. Okay, cool. This has been another episode of the Unemployment Hour. I'm an idiot. Hopefully I'll learn from this at some point. And hopefully you will too. Well, see you later.